Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to talk about Donald Trump. Facebook have banned Donald Trump. He's been banned from Instagram, he's been banned from Snapchat, basically all the social media platforms, including Twitter, who have blocked him now for 12 hours. It's unclear whether they'll actually lift the ban on Donald Trump at all because they believe that he encouraged what happened last night in Capitol Hill. And people, I'm sure, watched that on TV last night. Very sad to see, by the way, one of those. Now, there was actually four people died, but three of them died in medical emergencies. And I spoke about this today. We were talking to friends about this. And they said, what's that about? And I'm going, well, even like at a large crowded event or a football match, people will have a medical emergency. Somebody might have a heart attack or a stroke or something like that. There's a lot of people at the one place. It's likely that is calculated from the start of the day to the end of the day, where there was about 150,000, 200,000 people, I don't know, that somebody would have a medical emergency. But anyway, one person was shot. And it looks like shot by a congressman, not shot by the police, if you look at the video. But anyway, other people have been banned from Facebook and Twitter for putting up anti-vaccination stuff at a time where people are vaccine cautious, which is fair to say, because I'd be pro-vaccine, but still I'd be vaccine cautious when it comes to this particular vaccine because everybody believes it's a little bit rushed. So people are a bit vaccine cautious. So should people be banned or suspended from Twitter or Facebook because they're vaccine cautious, because they have different views about LGBT, because maybe something that they say you deem to be racist, which is subjective, hate speech, which again is subjective. So I'm asking you, is it fair to ban people from social media just because they may be provocative and you just don't like what they say? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Now, Facebook has banned President Donald Trump. Yes, he is still president at the moment, but that might be short-lived, to be honest with you, because I'm looking at the news coming in here. Riot at US Capitol Live. A very dangerous person, Pelosi, calls for Trump's immediate removal after the seditious act. There's also suggestion that he's going to pardon himself now. Obviously, I know Peter mentioned that he's going to be pardoned by Mike Pence. Mike Pence run, he's gone. He's on a runner. Pence is not going to have anything to do with it at this stage. But okay, but getting back to people being banned in general. Now, Trump has been banned from Facebook. He's been banned from Instagram. He's been banned from Snapchat. He's been banned now from Twitter for 12 hours. Snapchat confirmed that it locked Mr. Trump out of the photo sharing platform amid concerns over his dangerous rhetoric. Mark Zuckerberg said, "We believe the risks of allowing the president to continue to use our service during this period are simply too great. Therefore, we're extending the block we have placed on his Facebook and Instagram accounts indefinitely and for at least the next 2 weeks until the peaceful transition of power is complete." Now, of course, many other people have been banned from Twitter and Facebook, and not just obviously for the stuff that Donald Trump has been responsible for, but also banned for example, regularly people are banned for anti-LGBT, what could be deemed as racism, which can be subjective, and it depends on the person's opinion, I suppose. Some people believe certain things are racist and other people say they're not racist. Hate speech, which again is subjective. Now, you should be obviously banned if you're inciting hatred or committing a criminal act, because the new social media, Parler, have vowed not to ban anybody unless they commit a crime or a serious case of incitement. And they also said they will allow free speech. But do you agree with banning people from social media just because they may promote anti-vaccine, anti-LGBT, or, you know, anti-transgender, or whatever some people may perceive to be racism or hate speech? Should people be banned? Because a lot of this is subjective, isn't it? And it's how you perceive something. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Now let me go to Patrick. Patrick, you're on Classic Kids.
Hi, Niall. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you too, Patrick. Patrick, I mean, we can talk about Donald Trump as well, if you like, and him being banned, but let's focus on what we're actually talking about. Should people be banned from social media?
Well, as you mentioned there, someone in a position of power like Trump, well, that's obviously influencing an awful lot of people and inciting hatred anyway. But in general, if you wouldn't put something up on Twitter or any of those platforms that you wouldn't say to your own mother, maybe, for example, then why would you bother?
Yeah, but I've seen people banned for things. Now, I may not agree with their opinion. Let's say, for example, somebody puts up something about LGBT or about transgenders and said, listen, I don't agree with transgenders. As far as I'm concerned, they're still a man. They're not a woman if they trans. And I don't care what anybody thinks. That's my view. Now, that's an opinion. People don't agree with that opinion sometimes, but it's an opinion. People get banned for doing that.
Yeah, no, I mean, common sense has to apply at the back of it all, doesn't it? Like,
but that could be considered to be hatred or hate speech against a community.
I mean, there's an awful lot of things out there, like even you'd be watching something and you might put a comment up on Twitter and someone wouldn't like it and they think like because they're hiding behind their camera, they can just shut you down and say things that they wouldn't say to your face.
Well, I've said this yesterday, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I believe that people, to use social media, you should have to use your real name. And when you're registering, like you do when you're registering for a payment company, for example, online, you must upload your driver's license or upload your passport. As you'd say recently, for example, with a Revolut account, you have to send them a photograph of your passport. And I believe that everybody using social media should have to have identification. I don't believe it should be fake accounts. And that way you must be responsible for what you say.
Well, I mean, you know them ones there to put up a profile, they don't have a picture, like cartoony thing or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't reply to any of those.
Well, I find the only abuse that I get on Twitter, generally, now people disagree with me regularly, that's fine, but the only abuse that I get is generally from people who are using anonymous fake accounts.
The only one that has a kind of a cartoony face is Colm Tobin, but he's very funny.
Right, okay, I'm not familiar with him.
Oh, yeah, well, he takes everything in, like... in jest kind of thing, and I think he's a comedian, but he's very funny anyway.
So do you believe that people should be banned, you know, for what nowadays is considered to be hate speech, which let's say for example even the COVID-19 vaccine. Now I'd be very pro-vaccine, but like everybody out there, well, like many people, I'd be a little bit cautious because it's a new vaccine, and some people are putting up stuff saying, oh, don't take the vaccine, I don't agree with it, I won't be taking it, and all of a sudden they're banned.
Well, I want to get it so that I can actually
get my
life back to normal.
Well, I think a lot of people feel like that, and that's okay. But there's other people who don't feel like that, who don't want to take it.
But I am immune compromised, so like, but still, I take it if I can get it. Like,
yeah, but that's not, the point I'm making is there are people who disagree with the vaccine, and they're not allowed to post on Twitter or Facebook. A lot of them will be banned if they put stuff up which would be considered to be anti-vaccine.
Yeah, because what they're thinking would be that they're going to influence the people maybe who would normally take a vaccine, and maybe they mightn't vaccinate their children for the mumps and the rubella and all those vaccines then and other things.
Are they not entitled, even though you may not agree with them, and I don't in general, but are they not entitled to an opinion?
Oh, they can have an opinion. There's no problem there. But you see, the problem is there's certain vulnerable people there maybe, and they fall into the trap of following them. And maybe
that's their fault, isn't it? If you're vulnerable and you're stupid enough not to look into it yourself and think that some bloke on Twitter gives you the right answer, well, then that's your problem.
Yeah, but I mean, I prefer to trust my GP, like, you know. Behind.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it, isn't it? You trust people who have knowledge rather than Johnny on Twitter, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, my background, like, for example, was in the food business and all that. So I trust people in other professions. I wouldn't try and do anyone else's job for them. Mm. So I say everybody to what they're trained for, and they become expert in that field then, and then you trust them then.
Okay, well, we'll stay there. Let me just go to Dermot as well. Dermot, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Dermot?
Easy to you, man. How's it going?
How are you, Dermot? Happy New Year to you. Nice. I think I said that to you the other night already, Grant.
Yeah, probably did. I think we're well past that now, brother.
Right, Dermot, I mean, do you believe that people should be banned from social media because we may disagree with them?
I didn't know that existed, to be honest. Noel, is that a statement, or have you got proof that
oh, yeah, people do. Well, I gave an example there a few minutes ago. People, for example, and I gave the example of transgender, you know, now, you know, everybody living and live and all that kind of carry on, but there are people who would disagree.
No, the point I'm making to you is I understand the statement you've made. Is there proof to back that up?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know anybody that has...
Yes, I do.
...actually say to you, I've been banned?
Yes. I know thousands of people have been banned.
Yeah, I find that very strange.
Let me give you an example. YouTube, the day before yesterday, UK Talk Radio, which is a very popular radio station in the UK, and they have been very, I suppose, I'm not going to say they've been anti-COVID, but they're challenging COVID, similar to what I would do during the day when I'm interviewing scientists or professors or wherever it happens to be. So they challenge the narrative that's there, you know, and say, well, is this really true? Is this really true? And what about this? And what about this? And they'll challenge the politicians. They'll have them on the air. They were banned from YouTube. And now there was a lot of trouble over it last night. And eventually YouTube reconsidered it and put them back up again. But they were banned for being anti-COVID.
A radio station you're talking about?
Yes.
And how do you mean banned from YouTube?
Like many radio stations now, like my shows go up on Spotify, they go up on iTunes, YouTube.
Yes, I know, you understand.
Yeah.
So the show after the show is over, it can go up on YouTube.
Yeah, it's uploaded onto YouTube. And
YouTube didn't like the content, so they banned it.
So they banned it, yeah. And if you make a YouTube video, for example, condemning, you know, certain minorities, be they LGBT, be it transgender, and you'd say, I don't agree with it, I think it's all fake, I think it's all a fraud, or whatever, they will ban that as well.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and Twitter, like if you dead name somebody, have you ever heard the word dead name?
As in, no.
Okay, so let's say, you know, a transgender transitions from a man to a woman, and they go on Twitter, and instead of calling the person her, I refer to them as him, because I don't believe they've transitioned. I don't believe they're ever going to be a man. I always believe they're going to be a woman, for example. I would be banned from Twitter.
I don't understand that.
If I go on Twitter tonight and say, I don't believe this new vaccine is good, I think it's too much of a risk for people. Now, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying if I said that, there's a likelihood I could be banned for that too.
And it's just all, I don't, because I'm not into all this sort of carry on, I'm not on Facebook, not on Twitter, any of that carry on. Is this all just in the last couple of months, or are they just tightening the screws recently, or is it this?
No, this has gathered momentum over the last two or three years in particular. On different agendas, not just on LGBT, not just on vaccines, but for other reasons people will get banned. You know, hate speech is subjective. Some speech is blatantly hate speech, but other speech is people's opinion, and some people perceive it to be hate speech, and again, they get banned. Now, Donald Trump, as you know, was banned last night from all social media.
And rightly so, to be honest.
After the behaviour of people last night, it's difficult to defend that, no matter how much of a Trump fan you happen to be.
Yeah, I watched it all. I watched it from start to finish yesterday, and his speech and the whole lot. And he was out of order, and he is a bollocks. He's a dangerous man, and good luck to him when he's gone and the whole lot. Whether he did good or bad over the last 4 years, only historians will be able to figure that one out. But he's a very dangerous man, and I'm sort of, months ago I was sort of, before the election, I was sort of saying, in some ways I hope he wins, because he's great entertainment in this part of the world, you know, he lights up a boring ear, and every time he goes to CNN, he's up to something. But now, seeing this carrying on here, I'm sort of glad he's gone, because he's definitely a bit of a screw loose dude, you know, he really is. And I think they are right to ban him. They're banning him, it seems, all of them are banning him until he's out of power. They're not sure what they're doing after that, but none of them are allowing them back on their platforms until after the 20th of January. So he can't do any more. I can't do any more incitement or any more damage. But Trump is obviously the most powerful man in the world, and everything he says
at this moment in time, he is proven.
As is proven what you saw yesterday. Words, and they did say it. I mean, this is the ultimate proof that you can incite people with words, and he's a master at that. And it's a little too late, to be honest with you. Maybe they should have banned him a long time ago with some of the things he was coming out with. But your average person on the street who has an opinion on something, and because, like, who makes, I don't really understand this, who makes the decisions in the likes of Twitter or Facebook?
Well, I'm assuming staff. I'm assuming staff. See the problem. Yeah, and you're right. Here's the problem. If you've got people in Twitter or Facebook or whatever it is, and they have a particular view on life, you know, and I go back to LGBT or I go back to vaccines or whatever it happens to be, and they have a particular view on it, and they see something that they completely disagree with, and think, I know, having that on Twitter, they can ban you or suspend you.
That's
human nature. So that's just human nature, isn't it?
But yeah, but that's the point. Like, I mean,
if I own a shop and I just don't like the look of you, Dermot. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not letting Dermot in because he's from a certain part of Dublin and I don't like the look of him.
Yeah, like, as I say, I find I'd love to get to the bottom of how banning somebody from Twitter, for instance, Twitter is the famous one. Where does it go? How far up the chain does it go before somebody reads it and says, no, I don't like the look of this?
No.
Remove it.
I'm assuming, because so many reports go in and so many people report different tweets and what have you, I'm assuming there's an army of people that ban people and suspend people. It's not just one person.
But it is the way the world is going, Niall. It's everybody is getting offended by everybody else.
Well, this is the problem, isn't it?
And what happened over the last 4 years in America has driven this straight through. Donald Trump is...
Well, I don't think Donald Trump is responsible for everybody who gets banned from Twitter or Facebook or whatever it is.
No, but it's just what everything that he has done It has brought on the Black Lives Matter, and it's brought on this.
No, it hasn't. Hold on. Black Lives. No. With the greatest respect, Jeremy, Black Lives Matter is around since 2011. That was around since Obama was there. So Black Lives Matter didn't start during Donald Trump's term.
Oh, I didn't. Well, there you see, I'm behind the times.
No, sure, there was riots back in 2011. What's it, Michael Brown? When Michael Brown was shot by the police back in 2011, and the police were brought to court, and they were pardoned, or when I say pardoned, they weren't found not guilty. There was riots. That's back in 2011. That's when Black Lives Matter started.
Yeah. As a matter of interest, have you ever been banned from any network?
No, thankfully.
Nothing?
No. I was suspended. I was suspended. It was actually to do with Black Lives Matter. At the time, there was riots going on and everything, and I appealed for calm. And what I did was I said hashtag All Lives Matter.
But I
was suspended for saying that.
And from Twitter?
Yes, no, from Facebook. From Facebook at the time. From Facebook.
What do they say to you? Did they send you a notice saying?
Yeah, they say it breached the terms and conditions of Facebook. They don't have to give you a full explanation.
No.
When I say it was banned, I was suspended for 24 hours or something like that.
All right, okay. Mm. That's it. They simply say that we're cutting you off for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And their reasoning is you breached their regulations.
Yes. Their policies, their guidelines and policies, yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, there is no answer to that because they can change their policies at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And they do regularly change their policies.
And they do regularly. So is it right or wrong? It's no point in saying, if I say to you, I think they're absolutely out of order. It's not going to make any odds. It's down to the people in these organisations that are running. They're probably under pressure from, they are, to be fair, again, you look back in the States, Zuckerberg and all the guys from all these top internet companies, they all have to go.
Does it not show you that the likes of Mark Zuckerberg, who owns Facebook and also owns Instagram now as well, that they really have, because they're private companies, and these private companies are now responsible for the opinions of, you know, billions of people, because billions of people use social media, and I say billions of people, which is the majority of the world's population.
The majority of the world.
So in other words, they're controlling conversation. They can control the conversation. Is that not dangerous? That we allow, you know, three or four individuals in the world with private companies to control the conversation.
Are you kidding me? No, it is bordering on insanity.
Oh, it is bordering on insanity.
That's the way the world is going. The Americans, in fairness to the American government, they're trying to keep an eye on these people. They have them up before Congress, and they're really giving it to them and the whole lot. But like at the end of the day, this is the downside to all this social media thing.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Stay there, Jeremy, for a second. Let me go to John. John, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, John?
Evening, how are you?
John, you know, I suppose that's a better question. Is it fair that you've got three or four people in the world who were responsible for all the social media platforms basically controlling the conversation? Whatever they don't like, you'll get banned.
Well, obviously they can push it in what direction they want, which is totally wrong. How the hell could that be an open forum? How the hell could that be a democratic open platform? It's not, because they can control it. Because I was banned, I think, twice, and it was over my views and the pro life. And
You were banned.
I was banned for about 2 to 3 days or something on Wednesday.
Okay, and was this Twitter or Facebook?
Facebook.
Okay, and what did you? Tell me what you said to get you banned.
Well, basically, I called certain politicians child murderers, right? Because that's what I believe they are.
Because you believe abortion is murder.
Yeah, so I mean... Did you
name those politicians? I don't do it now, but at the time, did you name those politicians?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say the dollar, yeah.
Well, see, that's it. See, John, what you've done there, when you say, you know, a certain politician is a child murderer, that's not just an opinion. That's defamation of character. Because those politicians that you referred to didn't physically go out and murder a child.
They didn't, but what they promoted...
They may have sanctioned legislation or promoted legislation, which in your view is murdering a child.
But that's
not the fact. And the fact is, that's defamation of character. That's a different kettle of fish.
Well, I mean, like, I stood in front of Leo Varadkar when the by-election was on in Cork Knock Central before the general election. And I went into the Blackpool Shopping Centre, and I was surrounded by bodyguards and guards, and Varadkar was there, and on my postcard, and poster. It said, Leo Varadkar, picture of him, pro-murderer of the unborn child, a picture of him, Nazi over it, and two swastikas.
Yeah, well then, are you surprised then?
Huh?
Because, see, that's called going too far, John.
Well, why didn't somebody...
I mean, okay, you may or may not agree with abortion. I don't want to get into the whole abortion debate again. We've done that for years, right? But you may or may not agree with it. And yes, you know, Leo Varadkar and many of the politicians were on the yes side and encouraging people to vote yes. That's their view, John. And you have your view. And I respect theirs. I respect yours. But I don't turn around... When you come on the air, for example, at the time of abortion, even if I agreed with abortion, I wouldn't have called you names. I would have respected your view.
Yeah, but you see, the problem I'm not a legislator. These people are legislators, and they had the power to push. Yeah,
that still doesn't make politicians child murderers. You might not agree, and you might consider abortion to be murder, and that's your view, and I respect that. But in saying that, that doesn't make them child murderers.
Well, to me it does, because that's
defamation of character. You can't put that up on social media.
Well, I mean, I stood outside the City Hall when the Cork Chamber of Commerce were having their 100th anniversary of their dinner or whatever, right? And I had a massive sign, like in the picture of Michael D. Higgins, who was there on the night, the guest speaker, right? And on that it said, Michael D. Higgins, the first president in the history of this country to sign an abortion bill to make it legal to kill Irish children.
Okay, and that's your view. And I understand that you believe it's killing, you believe it's murder. And to be honest, that particular post that you've just mentioned there wouldn't be as bad as putting up a picture of Leo Varadkar with a Nazi sign over it.
No, I didn't.
I mean, that's bonkers, John. I would expect you to have that removed and get you suspended.
Well, I didn't put the poster up on, well, maybe someone else did, but I didn't put it up. But I stood in front of him with that, because...
You're a very lucky man that you weren't arrested.
That's the last time I was down outside me home after, well, one of the times.
I mean, whatever phone, about right? having a picture of him saying Leo Varadkar, you know, and obviously if you disagree with abortion, or the government, or Fine Gael, you should be all ashamed of yourselves. Yeah. That's fine. That's protest. You know, you're responsible for the killing of unborn babies. Fine, I accept that. That's your view, whatever. But in saying that, you know, picking on one person, using a swastika and calling people child murderers, you've stepped over a line,
but
John.
I didn't know. When I stood outside Michal Martin's house below, going back 3 months back there, I had a picture of a baby with a mask. And I said, if I wear a mask, will it save me from abortion?
But John,
no, 1 second, can I finish the story? Right? You were coming then. Like, the thing is, the cop came over to me and he ran over to the car, the sergeant, and he said, if you don't go away, no, he says, listen to this, you talk about censorship and movement to China or North Korea. He said, if you don't move now, I'm going to get you bound to the pieces in front of a judge for 2 years. I said, go ahead, make my day. It's just like Clint Eastwood. I'd love if they arrested me, like.
Well, I don't want to see anyone arrested. But, John, I agree with freedom of speech. I agree with freedom of expression. And if we have social media, personally speaking, I don't. Somebody said to me yesterday, do you think the world would be a better place without social media? I think it would, personally. But anyway, but it's here to stay. And if we are going to moderate social media, I think we have to be fair to people and we have to allow opinions, because everything is subjective. One person's opinion might be another person's hate speech. But if moderators are looking at it, I think they have to be fair and put themselves in some sort of impartial position when they're looking at it. Actually, just both of you stay there, because I want to go to Alan. Alan, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Alan?
Hi, Niall. How are we getting on?
Good. Now, you're an ex-social media moderator for Facebook. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. So your job was to look at Facebook posts, I'm assuming, that were reported by people and decide whether you believed that was acceptable or not.
Exactly. But the point you're making is that I decide, but that would be wrongly to say, because I would follow a rule book, black and white.
Okay, so there's just the codes of practice, in other words, the codes of conduct.
Yes, it's called the implementation standard from Facebook's point of view. And there's actually actions of hierarchy. So varying from hate speech to bullying to harassment and conducting terrorism.
Okay, and obviously picking on minorities and all that kind of stuff as well. Okay, so in relation to, how do you decide, because everything is subjective, isn't it? I mean, if I put up something, say, that's anti-vaccination or that's in favour of abortion with pictures of fetuses on it or whatever it happens to be, that could be my view. Now, that's going to be disagreed with by somebody who is pro-abortion or disagreed with by somebody who's pro-vaccination. Are we not all entitled to a view?
You're all entitled to a view, but from Facebook's point of view, you are allowed a view, but not to attack or add any name to that view. And once you attack any sort of what we would call protected characteristics, so PCs, so which we call the groups of people, let's say LGBT, members of the black community, and they're all called PCs. And when you bring in PCs into your opinion, then it becomes a problem.
Right, so let's say, okay, so, okay, let me give you an example, right? And the example I used earlier on, because a lot of people seem to get banned on Twitter for this at the moment, okay? Transgender is pretty, when I say it's new to society, we're talking about it a lot more, and we're a lot more open about how we talk about these things, right? And if I dead name somebody, are you familiar with that, Alan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I go on and some man has transitioned to a woman, and I go on and go, I don't believe you're a woman, you're actually still a him, because I don't believe in transgenderism. I believe there are only two genders, and you're always going to be a man, you're always going to be a woman. There you go. And that's it. And they report me. Will you remove that?
I will remove that.
And suspend me. So, but that's, by the way, that's not my view. I'm just saying, I'm giving you an example, mm-hmm. right? But that's essentially my view. So why is my view less important than the other person's view?
Because you've also pointed your view towards a protected characteristics, towards an individual person, and therefore you're...
Let's not say even a person. Let's say a generally posted toward, but it is posted towards the community, so to speak.
Okay, so if you said transgenders are pieces of...
No, I'm not insulting or abusive. I just say okay. I don't believe in transgenderism.
You don't believe in transgender? That's okay. Yeah. That can stay up.
That can stay up. And I believe that men who transition to women are not really women, they're actually men.
That can stay up as well.
That can stay, okay. So that, okay, because that I consider to be an opinion. Now, I might not agree with that opinion, but I consider it to be an opinion.
But you see, when it comes to these things and why people think that their posts get taken down, it's actually, I think emotional intelligence, that area needs to come into society because it's really lacking. And that's the problem. People voice their opinions, but it's an attack instead of an opinion.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there would be stuff like John mentioned a few minutes ago. I'm sure you were listening. John mentioned, you know, having a politician's picture with a Nazi symbol over it during the abortion referendum, calling other politicians child murderers. That would be the sort of thing I'm assuming that you would take down when people are named.
Yes, it's referencing the Nazis, which is a pure no-go.
Yep. John.
Yes.
I mean, in any man's language, and in most countries, almost every country in Europe, when you use a Nazi symbol or a swastika, you're pretty much asking to be have it removed or be suspended. And no matter what you're talking about, get what you're saying. I know, John, because you're anti-abortion. I get that. But John, you're on the radio now, and I respect your view of being anti-abortion, but I won't respect your view if you called anybody child murderers or referred to people as child murderers, because they're not.
But I'm not. But their policies and.
But that, okay, that's fine. You believe their policies are wrong. You believe abortion is the killing of the unborn child. You believe it's murder, and I respect that view. But that doesn't mean individuals are responsible.
Micheál Martin stood up as an individual, but also as the leader of Fianna Fáil.
Okay, okay.
And he stood up in the Dáil and he said, "Right, this was war." He said, "It's okay to take the life of a 12-week-old child."
He didn't use those particular words. You're actually misquoting him and you're paraphrasing. That's not what he said. Yeah. Okay, but let's not focus too much on abortion because you are going down that one road all the time, John. Let's focus in general on social media. Alan, is it fair that Mark Zuckerberg, who is responsible for most social media at the moment, and then you've got Twitter, Mark is responsible obviously for Instagram. What else is he responsible for, by the way? Google own YouTube and Google own Google, obviously. And who owns WhatsApp? Now,
WhatsApp is Facebook as well.
Facebook as well, okay. So between three companies, they're basically responsible for the conversation of the world. And
they can control it.
Essentially, they can control the conversation. They can control what way they want conversation to go. Do you think that's acceptable, Alan?
The problem there is actually it's way too up. The decisions taken among speech on social media is taken from the higher level, and that's about it. They don't respect feedback. When I was working there, they were saying, what would your suggestions be to update the policy? What's your point of view? If you had another go at this post, what decision would you make?
Mm-hmm.
But they all take that back as like just to make us feel better. But they don't actually action on the feedback. Which
I mean, I got banned from Facebook now only for whatever it was. I think it was 24 hours or 48 hours. I can't remember at the time. Going back, it was actually back in 2011, as far as I remember, at the time when Michael Brown, when those police officers were freed from court when Michael Brown was shot, and there was riots at the time, and the Black Lives Matter movement had started, and there was a lot of riots, and I kind of called for peace and calm and all this kind of thing, and I basically, at the end of it, I did something that other people were doing, which was hashtag All Lives Matter, and because of that hashtag, I was banned.
Nothing wrong with that.
So that to me seems like controlling speech, Alan.
100%. Oh, it's absolutely controlling speech. Yeah, I totally agree. And I'd be part of social media reform. I'd be a reformist.
Have you looked at this new social media called Parler?
No.
Are you familiar with Parler?
No.
Parler seems to be where everybody who's being banned from Twitter, Facebook, and everywhere else are going to Parler. So Parler have assured people that they will not ban anybody unless they're involved in criminal activity or inciting violence.
Okay, so inciting violence. So that is a very, very hard piece of speech to moderate. All parts of Facebook's policies is to prevent harm, coordinating of harm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very thin line, but sometimes things can go unnoticed. But Parler, for example, I could see that as being a coordinating hub for horrible things to go.
Well, possibly, you're possibly right. And by the way, people, somebody just asked me, how do you spell Parler, Niall? It's spelled slightly different. Get it so I get it right for you here, okay? Yeah, yeah, it's P-A-R-P-A-R-L-E-R. Not, there's no O-U in it. So it's P-A-R-L-E-R, Parler. And people like, say, Katie Hopkins are now on it. Donald Trump's spokesperson, what's her name? The blonde girl, I can't remember her name. She's on it. There's a lot of influential people now have moved to Parler who may have been taken off Twitter. And they've all moved to Parler now. Now, it doesn't have as many users, obviously, as Twitter yet. But it seems to be picking up a fair...
Can I get in there?
Yeah, I think they have a fair few million on it now at this stage. Sorry, yes, go ahead, Dermot.
Hi. Can I ask this chap, Alan, obviously it's the obvious question. Did he see what happened yesterday, and does he agree, one, that Trump was removed yesterday, and two, over the years, should have he been removed...
Before now. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. I've seen yesterday, I've seen all the interviews, all the footage and coverage from the American news.
It was vile, yes.
Very vile. But I do think he should have been removed, and if not removed earlier, because it was all, the problem was that it was all building. It was all building all along, and he should have been removed earlier, in my opinion.
Well, probably what stopped him was because he was president, and they gave special exception to the fact that he was president. But it is easy also to say that, like CNN, social media companies, particularly Mark Zuckerberg, have been, when I say picking on him, some of the stuff that he has put up has carried warnings that probably shouldn't have carried warnings as well. That, in other words, because they didn't agree with it, or because maybe the left didn't agree with it, it carried a warning. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, it does seem to me, Alan, that, you know, social media in particular at the moment seems to be quite left-wing.
Well, it's only left-wing because of these bullying that's happening on social media. The bullying that's happening on social media is actually starting this retaliation from the social media company saying, okay, we need to control this. There's suicides happening on our watch.
Absolutely.
I did SSI, so I actually covered content where people were admitting that they're going to kill themselves in the next few minutes. And I saw content like that. I saw the really dirty parts, which left me with some PTSD afterwards, actually, in fact.
I can imagine seeing stuff like that. And by the way, Facebook, unfortunately, have been the victim of that, where people have literally killed themselves live on Facebook. Because obviously their analytics or their algorithms don't catch it in time, or whatever way they do that. I'm not too sure how they stop these things. And then we had, of course, the very famous the New Zealand shooting that time, where he put it up live on Facebook.
Yes, I saw that, yeah, 100 times that day when it happened. But it's just things like that which make governments then go onto social media companies saying, you need to moderate this. And then
it's very difficult. I mean, how do the likes of Facebook moderate something like that? Because before they know it, this stuff has gone out, and it's too late. It's already gone out. I mean, I know they have algorithms, or they use some sort of identification. Like, for example, our show goes out live on Facebook, but if I play a song, like if I just suddenly now start to play a song, we'll be cut off Facebook, because they have a particular thing that picks up the fact that I'm playing a song and it's copyrighted. So they cut us off. So surely if they can do that, they could probably figure out a way of, I don't know if they could figure out a way of, you know, live videos which are objectionable, of removing them.
No, they can't, I'm afraid. Through audio, you can, because audio is a file and it's a separate content to the video. The video is made up of the audio file and also the image file. And if you can separate the audio, you can scan that. But to scan the image and to make out what the image is would be very much computer-heavy power. and Facebook won't be able to facilitate that, and they're certainly not going to give it to a third party to give them that much data protection access.
And how many, Alan, out of how many complaints would you have dealt with per day? How many reports?
Well, I would have had a quota to meet each day of minimum of 300 posts.
And out of those 300, roughly, how many would be successful in the sense that how many would have actually have been suspended or banned?
So it would have been taken down.
What percentage out of the 300?
20%.
Okay. And to get banned, do you have to really go over the top? Or what's the normal suspension? 48 hours or something? Or what is it?
It varies. So it varies on actually what we take it down for. So if it's only taken down for hate speech, I think get banned for 20 to 48 hours. But then if it goes as far as terrorism and coordinating harm, you can be banned.
For life?
No, because obviously you can set up a new profile.
Well, this is what I was just going to say. You can set up another profile. Is there no way of banning people? I mean, Twitter seem to have a facility for banning people completely, i.e. you can't use the same email address to set up again. Well, people just set up another email address, I suppose. But they can you not machine ban people? In other words, you can ban, because every device, including your phone or your PC or whatever it is, has a machine IP address. So can they not do that?
Has an IP, yes, but the access permission, you don't give permission to Facebook to reveal your IP.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, right, okay. That's a tip from people out there who've been banned. Okay, well, stay there for a second. Stay there if you can. Anthony, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Anthony?
Hello there.
Go ahead, Anthony.
No, I've had terrible trouble with social media, Facebook and Twitter. Algorithms, I question. I think it's a fact that if you in Ireland, in the Irish version of Facebook, in Facebook Ireland, if you go against the Irish establishment, they will watch your account. They'll mark your account. And I was told by a girl who works on Facebook in America. She's on Facebook. She has an account. She told me that my account was, and maybe still is, tagged because of my opinion. I'll give you a quick
example. So in other words, you're kind of a marked man, so to speak.
That's the exact terminology I use. In recent weeks, months maybe, I get banned for a total of a month for using the word stupid, for using the word idiot.
And was this Facebook or was this Twitter?
This is Facebook.
For using the word idiot?
Idiot and stupid.
Well, they said that seems to be fairly erroneous.
Now, algorithms, there's no way that algorithms detect those two words, you know?
I mean, well, let me just ask Alan. People don't get banned for language, do they? Like using the word "stupid," "idiot," or bad language in general, or swear words.
No, the thing is, the AI, Facebook uses a certain amount of AI. The AI will pick up certain words which people put in their posts, and that will automatically come to me to make a decision. Most of the time, it's ignored because the AI isn't clever enough, and that's why when I make a decision, the AI calculates my decision and remembers that.
Are people marked? Are people marked? If they've been banned before, are their accounts then marked to keep an eye on him?
Now, I can't answer that, unfortunately, because I'm only first line of defence. I'm only a moderator. So whatever decision I make, I just make decision, and then it's just disappeared off my screen. I don't have any other relation to that.
Right, okay. So,
can I give you another example there now?
Sorry, Anthony, go ahead.
What I did was, when I was blocked there about 2 months ago, I think he's using the word stupid, right, or idiot, I did a little test. And the word is, the terminology, as Alan would know, is report. I reported a scumbag, to be told, who called a woman, a lady, a prominent figure in Ireland, the C word.
Okay, well, that'll get you banned. Yeah, but
so
go on.
I reported that. I reported a bloke, not a nice bloke, who reported a prominent woman in Ireland, the C word.
Yeah.
And I was testing the water.
Well, that's not really testing the water. That's just being an arsehole. Sorry, with the greatest respect. I mean, if you're calling somebody who's a prominent figure the C word, I mean, you're asking to be banned, really, aren't you?
No, it wasn't me.
Hmm.
Well, what I was doing was, I was testing the water because I get blocked as stupid and an idiot, right?
Okay.
I saw a scumbag, to be told, on Facebook who called. I didn't do it.
Oh, you didn't do it. Okay, sorry.
I wouldn't do that. Who called a prominent figure.
A prominent figure, the C word, yeah.
The C word.
Right.
I was testing the water. I was trying to compare my stupid and my idiot with the C word. So I reported this lovely bloke using the C word, and it came back that this doesn't go against...
Right. Oh, I see the point you're making now. So he got away with that, but you couldn't use the word stupid or idiot. Oh, yeah, I get you.
This doesn't go against Facebook community standards.
Yeah, I mean, Alan, by the way, just out of curiosity, is the word, certain words, like the seven, in America they have a thing called the seven dirty words, right? I'm not going to go into them all on the air, but the C word would be one of them. That was probably the main one. Is that an immediate ban, by the way, to use that word?
No, well, there's
so I'm just curious.
Extent, but it's also dependent where you use it.
The context. Like,
context is a lot of it.
Like if I went up online and I called a politician, a female politician, the C word, am I likely to get suspended?
Well, it depends on the position of that politician also. So if that is the head of state, I think you that would be an ignore, so you get away with that. But
okay.
If you're a local politician and you call him a curse, then it gets removed.
Oh, right, okay. Because so in other words, if you're a senior politician, in other words, you have to have a thick skin, in other words. You have to kind of expect a bit of blowback.
Yes, you have to expect it.
All right, okay. But that's fair enough, I suppose, isn't it? Okay, and in relation to this chap Anthony being banned for using the word stupid and idiot, that sounds a bit odd, isn't it?
It would have to be targeted. It would have to be he or she in it or someone's name in order to be taken off.
Okay, so defamation of character would be a big thing as well, isn't it? Which would,
and negative character claim is what it would be called.
Negative character claim.
Yeah.
Explain that to me.
So negative character claim, so calling someone stupid, idiot, foolish, negative character claim.
Okay, and does that mean, is that anybody? Like, I expect people to call me stupid or an idiot sometimes if they don't agree with me. I don't, like, it doesn't bother me. So I wouldn't consider that to be something to ban somebody for.
So it's really complicated now. So if you called your friend Anthony stupid.
Yeah.
And if Anthony reports that, it gets taken down. But if someone else reports it, it doesn't.
Right. And do I get suspended then for calling Anthony stupid?
If it gets taken down, you...
You may get...
I'm not sure.
Depends on the context, I suppose. It depends as well on context. It all comes down to context as well. All right, well, look, thanks for the little bit of an insight. And I assume you're not working there now, are you? No?
No, I left there a year ago.
You wouldn't be talking about it if you were.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, so they and do they have many people, by the way, moderate? I'm assuming they have to have thousands of people moderating Twitter and Facebook. And
well, they have different markets. So I worked in the Irish and UK markets, so I needed to know a lot of market knowledge of the UK, their terrorist groups, their hate organisations and the political figures. But that's just that market, which is based in Dublin. The others, then you have America and all those, and they're based in those countries.
Right. Okay. All right. Listen. Thank you very much indeed, Alan. I appreciate you coming on the air, and I appreciate a little bit of an insight there. Thanks very much indeed.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi award winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.